Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Ed Westwick and Jessica Zohr were co-stars on Gossip Girl and at one point co-stars in real life. They started dating in 2008, broke up a couple years later, but this relationship could be back on. They were spotted grocery shopping together this week.
Number four.
It's been less than 3 weeks since Kylie Jenner was handed the keys to a brand new $125,000 Mercedes SUV for her Sweet 16, and she's already caused her first three-car chain reaction collision. Everyone okay, but do you think she's going to get grounded for this one?
Number three.
Katie Holmes is rightfully paranoid Scientologists are spying on her and her daughter, Suri. According to the Daily Mail, Katie's six-member security team went up to photographers on the set of her latest movie, asking if any of them are connected to the church. Once they assured these guys were legit photographers, the security team asked if they would help them keep their eyes open for anything suspicious and let them know about it ASAP.
Number two.
Signing up to be a spokesperson for Weight Watchers, probably not one of the best decisions Jessica Simpson made. She obviously struggled to drop pounds after daughter Maxwell was born. Once she popped up pregnant again, Weight Watchers put that contract on hold. Well, now that baby Ace is here, according to Star Magazine, Weight Watchers is ready for Jessica to lose that weight for good. And if she doesn't start dropping weight, they're threatening to drop her.
Number one.
Even though ABC has made no official announcement, the names of some of the celebrities who will be dancing on the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars have already been leaked. Sources say that despite battling brain cancer, 74-year-old Valerie Harper will dance this season, as well as Leah Remini, who recently defected from the Church of Scientology, Saved by the Bells, Elizabeth Berkley, Amber Riley from Glee, Christina Milian, and Snooki. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.